A possible tropical storm aside, this year's Esplanade celebration will look similar to last year's. There will be checkpoints near the Clarendon and Berkeley footbridges and by the Island Lagoon area. Among the items banned, alcohol, glass, cans, and bicycles. That's according to Colonel Timothy Alban of the State Police.
If we ever had to put into effect an evacuation, for example, if you've been here at night and see 600,000 people try to get over those bridges or get out of the restricted areas, it's extremely difficult for people on foot to do that. Bikes just is an added hazard.
Esplanade visitors may bring tents, blankets, tarps, folding chairs, coolers that can be carried, clear bags, and small purses. The Mass Ave and Longfellow bridges will not be open viewing areas. And for those below in boats, a slight change.
The fireworks barge, the barge that you see out here in the Charles, is going to be moved just slightly further west towards the Mass Ave bridge. So we'll make adjustments for boaters and so forth, so they'll still be able to be out there and get a front row seat, if you will, but everything will be moved just slightly further west.
Alban says boats may not anchor between Mass Ave and the barges. He says about 1,000 state and local police will be patrolling both sides of the river, same as last year. But they say there's no reason to believe it'll be anything but a safe celebration. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.